The four foundations of mindfulness is step 8 of Avijja Sutta, to be cultivated only after step 6, sense restraint, and step 7, three-way of right conduct, have been cultivated.
So this one I have explained before, Avijja Sutta. That's why a lot of Theravada practitioners, they cannot understand why in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha always say, if you cultivate this Satipatthana, you will realize at least Anagami. If there is no more minor conceit and clinging, then you will realize Arahantship. So they didn't know the reason. That's why this Kayamita, being quite smart, asked, why can't it be so Tapanaship and Sakadagamiship? Why straight away jump to Anagami? It's because in the Satipatthana Sutta, it's mentioned clearly, you only cultivate this Satipatthana Sutta after you have the opening statement, after overcoming covetousness and greed. These are the factors that the first and second stage of sainthood, Sotapan and Sakadagami, they haven't really severed. Because the Sotapan, they only severed the first three factors, which is Sakaya Ditti, rites and ritual, and faith in the Triple Gem. Then when they come to Sakadagami, they have only attenuated sensual desire and will, the next two factors. They haven't rooted it out. Only at Anagami level, they root it out. That's why it's stated, after overcoming covetousness and greed, means if you have overcome covetousness and greed, you are definitely at least a Sakadagami. But people don't understand. So they heard the sutta, they interpret the sutta, where they heard the beginning statement, Ekayano Bhikkhave Bhikkhu, O Bhikkhu, this is the only way for the purification of being, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the realization of Nibbana, for reaching the right path, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. So everybody like very interested, must go for four foundation of mindfulness, four foundation, want to get enlightened very fast. So because of lack of understanding, they go and do, actually you are wasting your time. You need those qualities. And this was repeated by the Buddha in the Avijja Sutta, where he explained the origination cycle of the Avijja Sutta, means Sutta of Ignorance, how Avijja come to be, then how you develop the enlightenment cycle to become enlightened. The enlightenment cycle is very important. The Buddha mentioned in the Avijja Sutta, he said, Kayamitaship is 100% of the holy life. And the first requirement or prerequisite of the enlightenment cycle is you must have Dhamma friends. Kayamitaship. That's why I form my grouping as Kayamita, Brother Theos Kayamita. So once you understand this, you are part of the Kayamitaship, means step one you already fulfill. Then after that, step two is because you are Kayamita, we have our classes, our Dhamma sharing, our activity, our retreat and other activities. And because of that, you have great opportunity to listen to the true Dhamma. So step two is listening to the true Dhamma. So when you have the condition to listen to the true Dhamma, the third step of the Avijja Sutta will arise. You will develop faith in the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. And this is very important. When you develop faith in the Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha, it gives you the spiritual faculty of Saddha leading to Virya, Virya leading to Siddhi and all those things. Then when you constantly listen to Dhamma, you straighten your view, you reflect, you contemplate, you develop the initial wisdom. Then at the same time, you also develop the yoniso manasikara, means wisdom at the moment of sense experience. That is step four. Once you develop that, it becomes step four. So step four is yoniso manasikara. Then after that, with yoniso manasikara, you can actually have more and more space between thought. Because before you have this initial wisdom, when you confront sense experience, you don't know how to act. You every time stir your mind. You are very familiar with your memory, your brain, your conditioning, your views, your opinion, your beliefs. So you act according to memory. That's why you cannot progress. The mind keep on stirring, create wrong thought, mental hindrance. And you cannot be in a meditative state. That's why your mundane mind got no space. So what happened is, after you have uniso manasikara, at the moment of sense experience, this Dhamma understanding, initial wisdom, they will spontaneously arise to prompt you. Then the moment they prompt you, you are no longer deluded, then you know how to act, acting according to Dhamma way, following the Dhamma wisdom. And because of that, you do not stir, you do not react, you are at peace. When you are at peace, your mind is very quiet. Then this one, as you stabilize the contemplative wisdom, the initial wisdom, as you meditate, as you insight into the now, you awaken, then it becomes more and more stable. Your straightening of view become more and more stable. Then you will reach a point where you hardly stir your mind. Most of the time you are calm, you are peaceful. You can see things as they are, you can accept them for what they are. You can accept reality, suchness, the isness of things, all according to the teaching of the Buddha. Then all the words of the Buddha you understand, why heedfulness is so important, why he say whatever arises, there are causes and conditions behind. So this is the reality, the suchness of things. And because of that, you are more and more peaceful. More and more peaceful with no thought, nothing. Doesn't react, doesn't stir. And then the mind become quiet, peaceful, tranquil, still. This is the beginning of space between thought. When you have space between thought, means your mind starts to enter sati. Then when that happens, you can develop what the four foundations of mindfulness advise you to do. Standing aware, sitting aware, walking aware, lying down aware. Then sati sampajana. Looking forward aware, bending, turning, stretching aware, putting on the shoulder call aware. Whatever you do within the moment aware, answering nature's call also aware. That is daily mindfulness, sati, daily mind, but with clear comprehension. That is step six. Once you hit step six, you are very different than it. Because your daily mind feels so stable and you have clear comprehension, you won't debate. Then automatically, you will become an Arya. Once you develop until step five, step six and seven will come naturally. Step six is sense restraint. Because of your mindfulness, because of your yoniso manasikara initial wisdom, you already can control, not to say control, restrain your senses. Means you no longer react and break your precept anymore. The five precepts at least, you cannot break it. So because of that, you will become a sotapan. That's why they used to tell you, once you sotapan, you won't take birth in the four woeful run. Why? Because you kept your precept. Understand? You will not go down. You have this basic virtue. Then you have severe the first three fetters. Your parami, everything become differently. Then after that, once you have your sense restrained, your precept is in order, then you can continue with the Noble Eightfold Path practice to cultivate the three types of right conduct. It's right thought, right speech, right action. Once you can do these three, right livelihood also will be part of you. Because when you have right thought, right speech, right action, the way you live your life using these three will definitely be in accordance. That's why step 7. After that, only the Buddha recommend you go and cultivate 4 foundation of mindfulness under step 8. So now, clear, huh? Okay?